In the name of the one who hung the stars in place, the Lord Jesus. Amen. One of the traditional readings for All Saints Sunday is the Beatitudes from the Sermon on the Mount, chapter 5, in the Gospel of Matthew. I'm not going to read the entirety of it because the message is based only on the first four verses, so I will read those four verses at this time. Now when he, Jesus, saw the crowds, he went up on a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him, and he began to teach them, saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. We pray. Lord Jesus, there are folks here who are remembering those whom you've called into eternity. And so we pray that today, as your word is proclaimed, that you work through it, as your word is listened to, that you use it to bring peace and comfort to those who await your call into eternity as well. Assure us that what you did during your life, your birth in Bethlehem, your perfect living of life in the place of all the saints, your death on the cross, and your resurrection are the full and completed work necessary for us to enjoy heaven for an eternity and to be assured that our loved ones are as well there. Hear us as we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. Had to have been an incredible thing. Because you had this very nondescript looking man, God incarnate in the person of Jesus Christ, teaching. And yet, while there was nothing about his external appearance that would say, "I need to follow him," thousands and thousands and thousands of people listened to him and followed him. And the words that I just read to you were heard by many of these thousands of people that gathered around Jesus. All kinds of people were represented in that crowd. There were skeptics, people that were there that didn't really know who this preacher was, who really didn't trust that preacher. There were critics, people who were there to find fault with Jesus. There were the curious, the folks who just wanted to see what was going on because they had heard about this preacher. The proud, the ones that didn't think that they needed what that preacher had to offer that day. There were the people who were there because they knew they might get a free meal. But then there were also those who were sick, and those who were injured, and those who were lame and deaf, and those who were mute. There were those who knew that they were sinful, and that if they went to the religious leaders of the day, they would be rejected. They wouldn't be received well. There were those who were existentially sad and hurting, that had a hard time seeing the light of day. And then there were those who mourned because of the loss that they had experienced in their lives. Among the thousands of people that gathered around Jesus to hear him talk, you would be able to find somebody who was living through the same thing that you are living through, that I am living through, the things that make life hard and the things that give life joy. You would find in that crowd the proud and the humble. You would find the ones that were laughing and dancing and those who mourned. You would find the high and the mighty and the meek. And Jesus spoke a word to each and every single one of them that would meet them at that place in life. Jesus directs his word to all who would hear. But his teaching, the things that really are about the kingdom of heaven, he directs to his disciples. He directs to those who follow him. And the truly amazing thing that I find about Jesus Christ is that the disciples that follow him are not always the cream of the crop, the ones that are at the top of society. They're not the super religious folk. They're not the ones that consider themselves self-sufficient. Jesus' disciples are always, as the blessed Jesus said, those who are poor in spirit, those who are powerless, who can't provide for themselves, who are unable to lift themselves up from the sorrow that they're living, those who are unable and empty. This is a basic description of those who follow Jesus, and it's a basic description because, beloved, our relationship with God begins when we know and we recognize how destitute we are without His presence and without His blessing in our life. That's what begins the life of the disciple. When the need for God is so great because our emptiness is so, so big. And Jesus begins by offering the poor in spirit, you here, me, those who were around Jesus on that day. Jesus begins by offering the poor in spirit everything. Did you hear? Every single thing. Jesus offers the poor in spirit everything. Jesus tells them, He tells you and me, yours is the kingdom of heaven. Can you imagine that? Yours is the kingdom of heaven. And it's yours now. He didn't mention it as a future tense. Yours is the kingdom of heaven now. A present reality. Something that we can experience even now. We are citizens of God's kingdom presently. At this moment, not tomorrow, not at some future date. Our participation in God's kingdom is a now thing. And that means something. It truly means something. It means that we have a king. It means that we have a protector. It means that we have a savior. It means that we have a provider. It means that we have a helper. And that helper is named Jesus Christ. When we celebrate All Saints Sunday, we always remember those who have preceded us, those who have died, those who are now in the presence of the living God. But when we speak of All Saints, we sometimes forget that you and I are included in that number. We are saints and part of the throng that is marching into eternity even now. We're moving to the place that Jesus has prepared for us. We are moving where those that preceded us have already gone. And so Jesus knows what life on this side of eternity is like because He lived it. He lived the hurt and He lived the pain. And so the beatitude that He speaks to us who are going through this time of trial, to the saints that are here, is, blessed are those who mourn. Blessed are those who mourn. Those who have suffered great loss. Those who have felt the sting of living in a world that is fallen. Those who know the pain and experience the pain of having a loved one that has gone on ahead of them. The pain and the hopelessness and the emptiness that death brings us into this condition that we know as mourning. And Jesus doesn't condemn that condition. He doesn't tell you, don't do it. He says to you, you're blessed when you mourn because you will be comforted. We live in a now and not yet condition as saints on this side of eternity. We have the kingdom of heaven, but yet we don't have every blessing of the kingdom of heaven with us just yet. It's a blessing that is coming. And so where do we find God at work to assure us of that blessing? Think about the way that Jesus framed every single beatitude of the Sermon on the Mount. He used the word for. And in that for that's in the middle of every single beatitude, you find the power of God at work in your life. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is God at work for you. For theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for there is God at work for you. For they will be comforted. By whom? By that for, Jesus Christ Himself. Blessed are the meek, for There is God at work for you. They will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for there is God at work in your life for you, and he promises that he will fill you. Blessed are the merciful, for there is God at work filling you, giving you, and showing you his mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for there is God at work promising you that you will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for there is God at work. You will receive an identity. You will be called peacemakers. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of righteousness, for there is God coming to the defense of the powerless, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. There is God at work in the fours of every beatitude. And so as you mourn today, remember the four. Blessed are those who mourn, for God at work to bring you comfort, assurance, and peace. We see that picture beautifully in one of the other traditional readings from All Saints Sunday. St. John was given this amazing view of what heaven would be like. The heaven that you and I are going to participate in. The heaven that our loved ones are participating in now. John writes the vision, and he says, "After this I looked, and there before me was this great multitude that no one could count, from every nation, tribe, people, and language, standing before the throne and in front of the Lamb. They were wearing white robes and were holding palm branches in their hands, and they cried out in a loud voice, 'Salvation belongs to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb.' All the angels were standing around the throne and around the elders and the four living creatures. They fell down on their faces before the throne and worshiped God, saying, 'Amen. Praise and glory and wisdom and thanks and honor and power and strength be to our God forever and ever. Amen.' Then one of the elders asked me, 'These in white robes, who are they? And where did they come from?' And he said, 'These are they who have come out of the great tribulation. They have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Therefore, listen, they are before the throne of God and serve him day and night in his temple. And he who sits on the throne will spread his tent over them. Never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. The sun will not be down upon them, nor any scorching heat.'" That's where your loved ones are. And you don't want to bring them back from that. In fact, what we want is to go there and to be with them. Jesus loves you, my friend, and he's the one that has made all of this possible for us. He has made us part of the kingdom of heaven. This is the Jesus that I love, and I pray the Jesus that you love, and that is the Jesus that loves us. Amen. We pray. Father, bless us. Bless us with a sure knowledge that we are in the kingdom of heaven. Bless us with a sure knowledge that the comfort that will flow from the cross and resurrection of Jesus will be ours as well. For we ask this in his name. Amen.